This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New drug shows promise for rare gastrointestinal tumors in phase 2 trial. A targeted therapy drug has demonstrated encouraging clinical efficacy against a rare form of gastrointestinal stromal tumors, GIST, that lacks a key enzyme, according to results from a multicenter phase 2 clinical trial published in Nature Medicine. The study represents the first successful targeting of an epigenetic oncogene activation mechanism using a tyrosine kinase inhibitor in this patient population. Phase 2 multicenter trial testing rogoratinib for SDH-deficient GIST patients. GIST treatment landscape by mutation type. Standard therapies work poorly for SDH-deficient tumors. Percentage of patients responding KIT mutant GIST 85%, PDGFRA mutant GIST 70%, wild-type GIST 25%, SDH-deficient GIST 12. Source Nature Medicine 2026 Georgian Medical Journal News, targeting a previously undruggable mechanism. The trial tested rogoratinib, a fibroblast growth factor receptor, FR inhibitor, specifically in patients whose tumors lack functional succinate dehydrogenase, SDH enzymes. According to the Nature Medicine study, SDH-deficient GIST represents a particularly challenging subset that responds poorly to standard tyrosine kinase inhibitors like imatinib. The research demonstrates that epigenetic activation of oncogenes can be successfully targeted with precision medicine approaches. This finding has broader implications for clinical oncology, as many tumors rely on epigenetic rather than genetic mechanisms for growth signals. Clinical efficacy in hard-to-treat population. The multicenter phase 2 trial enrolled patients with confirmed SDH-deficient GIST who had limited treatment options. Previous research published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology has shown that this patient population experiences poor outcomes with conventional GIST therapies. Rogoratinib works by inhibiting FGFR signaling pathways that become hyperactive in SDH-deficient tumors. The FDA has previously approved FGFR inhibitors for other cancer types, but this represents the first successful application in GIST. For clinicians treating rare gastrointestinal cancers, these results suggest a potential new therapeutic option. Implications for precision oncology. The study's success in targeting an epigenetic mechanism represents a significant advance in precision medicine. Unlike genetic mutations that directly alter protein function, epigenetic changes modify gene expression without changing DNA sequence. Research from Nature Reviews Cancer has highlighted the challenge of developing drugs against such targets. The results suggest that molecular subtyping of GIST patients could guide treatment selection more effectively. Current NCCN guidelines recommend genetic testing for GIST, but SDH deficiency testing is not routinely performed. This trial may prompt broader implementation of SDH testing in clinical practice. Next steps. Pathway. The encouraging phase 2 results position rogoratinib for potential regulatory approval in SDH-deficient GIST. The FDA's breakthrough therapy designation could expedite review given the unmet medical need in this patient population. Larger confirmatory trials will likely be needed to establish the drug's efficacy and safety profile definitively. The research team plans to investigate combination approaches and identify biomarkers that could predict response to FGFR inhibition in GIST patients. Rogoratinib demonstrated encouraging clinical efficacy in patients with succinate dehydrogenase deficient gastrointestinal stromal tumors, representing successful targeting of an epigenetic oncogene activation mechanism. Nature Medicine Research Team, Multicenter Phase 2 Trial, Nature Medicine, 2026. Key takeaways: phase 2 trial shows rogoratinib efficacy in SDH-deficient GIST patients who have limited treatment options. First successful targeting of epigenetic oncogene activation with a tyrosine inhibitor in this cancer type. Results may prompt broader SDH testing and personalized treatment approaches in GIST care. Frequently asked questions: what makes SDH-deficient GIST different from other types? SDH-deficient GIST lacks functional succinate dehydrogenase enzymes and responds poorly to standard treatments like imatinib. These tumors rely on epigenetic rather than genetic mechanisms for growth, making them particularly challenging to treat with conventional targeted therapies. How does rogoratinib work against these tumors? Rogaratinib inhibits fibroblast growth factor receptor, FGFR, signaling pathways that become hyperactive in SDH-deficient tumors. This represents a novel approach to targeting the epigenetic oncogene activation that drives tumor growth in this patient population. When might this treatment become available to patients? The encouraging phase 2 results position rogaratinib for potential regulatory review, though larger confirmatory trials will likely be needed. The FDA's breakthrough therapy designation could expedite approval given the significant unmet medical need in SDH-deficient GIST patients. These trial results mark an important step forward in precision oncology, demonstrating that previously undruggable epigenetic mechanisms can be successfully targeted with the right therapeutic approach. The findings offer hope for patients with SDH-deficient GIST and may guide similar strategies in other cancers driven by epigenetic alterations. Source: fibroblast growth factor receptor inhibition for succinate dehydrogenase deficient gastrointestinal stromal tumors, a phase 2 trial.